Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, last night we had left off with the halachas of eating before Ma'ariv. So let's begin again, Sif Be'ez. It's prohibited to start eating. The Mishburah's Lashon was even Achilas Kima, which he then qualified and then said that Peros and Pask Beitza would be acceptable, but there is a broader prohibition of eating before Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis than there is in regards to mincha. Vim hischil lechol achar shegiyazman, that we discussed last night, the differences between them. Vim hischil lechol achar shegiyazmana, and if you began eating after the zman, mafsik, then you have to stop immediately. Vikari kriyashma, you have to read right away, below birchaseha, but you're not in shul, so you would do it below birchaseha, v'gomer sudas v'achakach koros v'birchaseha v'bispala. So this halacha is a particular halacha in regards to kriyashma, that kriyashma we are more machmir, and therefore we say that the halacha is that he needs to stop immediately. More machmir, I mean, because we're more machmir that even a suda ketana is going to be aser. The Rama adds, "Av lein tzarich lahafsik l'tefila hol v'hischil lechol." But once you began eating, so then the halacha is like we have by Tchilas Mincha, that you don't need to stop if you already began, but to begin would be prohibited. Let's see that in the Mishnah Berurah. Chav Gimel, Avalein Tzar Kumash Kassam, Mechaver Sheinu Mavsika Likros Kriyashma B'luchud B'lo Brachos B'lo Shmon Esri. U'mishum Shem Rak Mid Rabbanan. V'hai Dehod Rishon Rama Mishum Derotz L'Saim. The Rama is really repeating what the Mechaber alluded to previously. Even if he began to wash, Mishmur says if he made until Sidan, there'll be another story. But even if he began washing, so then in such a case, he's going to have to stop before he starts, if you will. Let's see, Mishmur says Katan Chavdal Af Pishenatal Yodav Haynu Af Sheyesho Od Shows Harbilis Palo Machmin Leishi Yafsik V'Lo Dami Lischil Samach LeMincha. And in this way, Mincha is going to be more lenient. De'ena Masik B'Dievin Kfar Natal Yodav K'Nevur Lil. So here we're going to see that once again, not only are we more machmir vis-a-vis Kriyashma, we're also more machmir vis-a-vis Ma'ariv as well. The mincha kim des mana muat mirtes v'losin mivsha. Mashen ke ba'arvis des mana b'dievet kol alayla gazrin dil ma'asin mivsha v'yisma chal rechusa shol alayla. Lachi kol zman shol hischil ba'achila atzah matruchin alay l'hafsik af shenotal yado. And we mentioned that's only if he didn't make a bracha on tilas yadayim. V'daf kishol birech adayim on tilas yadayim. Al kvar birech on tilas yadayim nochon shelo yafsik. El yivarech hamotzi v'yochol gzayis v'yafsik sudasa. V'afti v'hischil lechol en tzarech lahafsik och hashayin shelo hischil lechol rak v'shul shelo yafsik ben tilas yadayim lamotzi. If he already made the bracha, then the halacha is going to be different. The Mishnah Berurah earlier does discuss the following question, and has an interesting raya from the Gemara. What about learning? The Mishnah Berurah raises. Are you allowed to begin learning Samach L'Zman Kriya Shema? So in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says four lines in, Miu Lilmoy L'Kuli Al Mashari B'Samach La. Then, of course, it's Mutter. Va'adir Abba Mitzu K'mei Shamru B'Shas Odom Bomin Asod B'Erev Nichnas L'Beis HaKnesses. Tonight we start doing it at 11:30 at night, right? So Imrogal Likros Kari Lishna Shona Vikari Kriyashma Mispalo. So even 11:30 at night, well, you know what? Let me hold back on that. What to do at 11:30 at night? But if it's prior and even Samuch, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. However, Rav Nemetzal Shlita pointed out to me that this raya from the Gemara is not a full-fledged raya. Why? Because the Gemara's case, he's in shul. So he goes to shul, and then he's allowed to start learning. But would it be mutter for you to start learning at home? That there's no hechreach from that Gemara. So he pointed out that the Gemara is not full raya, but it seems to me that the minig olam is even in samuch, that we are makel to learn. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes if katan yuzayin al mishigiyazvan kriyashma asar afluma kishum espalo bebeisoy biyachid v'amama lechaver sheinu loymeit shiyaskirenu shiyaspalo moter. So this is the big heter, and that is to have a chaver, a shomer that we alluded to before, and that is the overarching overarching heter, that if he has a chaver that he's going to remind him, then it's going to be permissible. There are some who point out that if you have a minhag kavua in shul, so then in such a case as well, then that there might be room to say as well that that is enough. But that is a little bit vaguer. That heter is a little bit more vague. L'chatchila would seem to me, our regal achas, that one should rely on a shomer, which could be bepashtus, one's wife, and so on. Although there has to be efforts made that the shomer himself is not going to be distracted. In Sifkaton Yutes, the Mishnah Berurah raises Umash Magen Avram. What about Matzoy Shabbos? The Afil Matzoy Shabbos Yeshli Zar Shlo LaHaschel Az Suda. That even on Matzoy Shabbos, you have to be careful not to begin the Suda. So, what is the time? Let's talk very, very practically. What is the time that you're not allowed to begin a Suda at night? And let's talk about the days of the week, and then we'll talk about Matzoy Shabbos. If we're talking about days of the week, so then here in Eretz Yisrael, Neven Sal Shlita points out, that here in Eretz Yisrael already, for those particularly who follow the Gra, already 20 minutes after Shkia, I davened in an early minyan tonight, Ma'ariv, 8:23 was Ma'ariv, that's about a half hour after Shkia. So then, so people already start davening even 20 minutes after Shkia. Not as l'chatchila, if you will. Not only b'di'evet. So, like we spoke about previously, after Shkia. So in such a case, then one should not have a su'uda already 10 minutes before Shkia. 10 minutes before Shkia already, because that's a half hour prior to the Zman. That would be Samuch. And then Remetzal, that's what he points out in his Ha'aris. What about a Matzai Shabbos? So Matzai Shabbos is a little bit of a different story. First of all, it's not pashut that one cannot eat after Shkia. Because the Mishnah Berurah points out that even though, this is in Reish Tzadi Tesif Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah points out that even though the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat prior to Havdalah, and immediately after Shkia Sachama, then that prohibition would apply. However, if an individual did not eat Shal Shudis, then in such a case, he'd be allowed to eat even after Shkia, even though we try, of course, to wash before Shkia. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Rav Vosner pointed this out, Rav Ben Sion Vosner Shlita, pointed out that us yeshiva people are so machmir, he was a chas that was making fun of us. The Mishnah Berurah himself is Mekel, and then he spoke about things that Yeshiva Bachram are not careful about, that are Mefurish and Mishabur, other way. So anyhow, so he pointed out, Rav Vosner pointed out, that halacha applies after Shkia as well, and that the time lapse would be until a half hour prior to Tzeis HaKochavim. So one would have much more time on in regards to Ma'ariv. However, the Tzeis HaShulchan, he learns a little bit differently. Tzeis HaShulchan says, the Tzeis HaShulchan says that those who don't follow Rabbeinu Tam, so then they would, those who don't follow Rabbeinu Tam, they would have a problem. Those who don't follow Rabbeinu Tam, so they don't have a full hour to eat. So for them, the Zman of Matzoy Shabbos, the Zman of Havdalah is going to be later. Finally, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and Rav Neman Sal makes reference to it. I only have the Chelik Beis in front of me. Right. Says the following. He says, the heter he thinks would only apply to someone who's not eaten Shal Shudis yet. However, a half hour within Shkia, he's noted Lekula, that a half hour within Shkia, he'll be able to eat. And the reason for that is because in general we don't make Havdalah prior to a half hour before Shkia, and therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal felt that the halacha would be a tzmatar. Okay, we'll stop here.